Good afternoon. This is English in the News. I'm Jian Lee. Charm Offensive. Ever since North Korea participated in the Pyeongchang Olympic Games, that's the Winter Olympics in February, the phrase Charm Offensive has become quite popular.
Charm 是魅力，我们讲一个人很有魅力，很有吸引力，或者很迷人，就会讲 he or she is charming. 所以 charm offensive 经常翻译成魅力攻势。
In English dictionary, charm offensive has this definition. It's a calculated attempt using charm or flattery to gain favor or achieve some goal, especially in a political or diplomatic field.
Political or diplomatic field 是在政治或者是在外交的领域里面会常用 charm offensive. Offensive 在这里是名词的用法，它是攻势，就好像在球赛里面有攻有守，进攻的一方就是 offensive， 那防堵或者是防御的一方就是 defensive。所以在字典里面的定义说 charm offensive 是 a calculated attempt， 是一个经过精密计划的一种企图，它用 charm 用魅力或者是用 flattery 用谄媚的方式来获得好处或者是达到某种目标，特别是在政治或者是在外交的领域。
We have two examples here. A charm offensive is currently underway to convince him not to quit.
要来说服他不要辞职。这个人很显然是很被看重的，所以呢，也许公司答应要加他的薪水，也许要答应要给他更大的办公室。不管怎样 ，a charm offensive is currently underway. 意思就是公司已经展开了一波魅力攻势，给了他很多好处，希望他留下来。不要离职。
Second example, Microsoft went on a charm offensive to win over open source programmers.
Programmers 就是软体设计师或者是就是写程式的工程师。那 open source programmers 就是写开放源代码那种软体，有的时候也称为自由软体的这些工程师，说是程式人员。那微软公司已经展开了一波魅力攻势，希望能够赢得这批人。
Now, how is this phrase used in English news? Let's take a look. The first one is from South China Morning Post, and this is from last year in December. South China Morning Post 就是南华早报，
它的标题里面讲 Will Xi Jinping's charm offensive win over China's weary neighbors?是讲中国的总统习近平他的这新的一波魅力攻势是不是能够赢得中国的邻国。
那这一篇文章是包道格写的，包道格以前是 AIT， 也就是美国在台协会的理事长。他说 Beijing Douglas H. Paul says Beijing is softening its diplomatic approach to head off the possibility of an anti-China coalition forming on its doorstep, even as America's influence and interest in the region wanes.
这篇假如您看我们的 ICRT News Blog， 看我们 ICRT 网页里面的 News Blog 新闻部落格，就会看到有一张照片是习近平总统他拖着行李出去了，那他上面就写着 Charm Offensive， 就是习近平准备去访问中国的邻国，准备展开一波魅力攻势。那包道格写的这篇文章就在探讨说这个魅力攻势到底有没有用呢？这些邻国早就已经对中国提高警觉，因为中国显得非常强势。所以包道格指出，即使美国在东亚的影响力以及利益逐步的衰退，北京呢仍然在外交政策上面采取比较软化的态度，以免这个 head off 就是阻止或者是免得反中的势力在他的门口集结。那他这个意思当然就是指邻国，邻国要是全部团结起来反对中国的话，这个对中国来讲也是头痛的问题，所以国家主席习近平准备展开魅力攻势。
In another example, this is from BBC in February. It says Japan's worries about North Korea's charm offensive.
这个是在我们最开始就有讲到，自从南韩办 平昌奥运，然后北韩积极参加之后， Charm Offensive 这个词忽然之间变得很流行起来，因为北韩就是对南韩以及对世界采取一整波的魅力攻势。他是这样子讲的， For Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, watching from across the Sea of Japan, the goings on at the Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang are making for uncomfortable viewing. Speaking about the Olympics a few days ago, former South Korean Vice Foreign Minister Kim Song-han declared, North Korea clearly appears to be winning gold. He didn't mean its athletes, he meant North Korea's extraordinary switch from firing missiles to an all-out embrace of the Pyeongchang Olympics, so much so some have started referring to it as the Pyongyang Olympics after the capital of North Korea.Mr. Abe would almost certainly agree. In an interview before the games began, his foreign minister Taro Kono told me he was worried South Koreans could be taken in by the North's charm offensive.
这篇是在讲日本是一个旁观者的角色，他看眼看着北韩对南韩的这波魅力攻势好像有奏效的迹象，所以他相当的担心。他讲 Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe 就是日本首相安倍晋三，他呢他隔着一个日本海在观察这个平昌冬季奥运，这是在二月的时候举行的，他越看越觉得不安，而且南韩好像真的会受到北韩的这波魅力攻势的影响。南韩前副外交部长金盛汉几天前就说了，说北韩很明显已经赢得了金牌，所以这是一个很正面的说法。金指的不是北韩运动员，而是指北韩非比寻常的大转弯呢，他从试射飞弹或者是试爆原子弹，到全面的拥抱平昌奥运，那他这个大转弯的程度已经夸张到让有些人开始把平昌奥运称作平壤奥运，平昌平壤这两个字很接近。那这个说法安倍一定会同意的。冬奥还没有开始，安倍的外交部长河野太郎就告诉我，这里的我是写这一篇 BBC 报道的记者。然后这个河野太郎说，他很担心南韩人民会在北韩的魅力攻势下上当， taken in by the North's charm offensive， 这个 take in 的动词片语的意思就是上当了，就是被他们骗了。这是 charm offensive 在英语新闻里面的用法。 Thank you very much for tuning in to ICRT's podcast. This is English in the News. I'm Jane Lee.